Good morning. Today we continue our series of meditations from John's Gospel. This morning we will look at John chapter 8 and verse 12, which reads as follows. Then Jesus spoke to them again, saying, I am the light of the world. He who follows me shall not walk in darkness, but have the light of life. When Jesus said, I am the light of the world, that was a striking declaration. Jesus had just exposed the scribes and Pharisees' moral and spiritual darkness in the episode concerning the woman caught in adultery. Their hypocrisy in using the woman to trap him, or attempting to trap him, revealed their true nature. They thought themselves agents of light, but were dwelling in darkness. Against this backdrop, Jesus boldly proclaimed, I am the light of the world. He who follows me shall not walk in darkness, but have the light of life. This declaration occurred during the Feast of Tabernacles, a celebration of Israel's deliverance from Egypt and God's provision of manna and water in the wilderness, as well as his guidance by a cloud by day and a pillar of fire by night. The feast included water rituals, prompting Jesus' words in John 7, 37 and 38, If anyone thirsts, let him come to me and drink, and out of his heart will flow rivers of living water. It also featured light rituals with massive candelabras lit in the temple's court of women, recalling the pillar of fire. The temple, which was located on a hill, shone brightly and was visible beyond Jerusalem in an era without streetlights. But though there was physical darkness in Jerusalem, an even greater concern was that there was also spiritual darkness, evidenced in the Jews' rejection of Christ as Messiah. In this context, Jesus declared himself to be the light of the world. Let's explore this through 4 points: the identification, invitation, imitation, and illumination of Jesus Christ. Let's look at the first point, the identification of Jesus Christ. In the midst of the temple's glowing candelabras, Jesus, without apology, stated emphatically, I am the light of the world. Jesus was saying, me and only me is the light of the world. Jesus was saying, I and I alone am the light of the world. There is no other light of the world but me. Jesus alone is the light of the world. Not Selassie, not Allah, not Confucius, not Krishna, not Vishnu, not Shiva, not Buddha. No other figure or philosophy offers true light. This world has no light of its own. All spiritual light flows from Jesus Christ. When Jesus said, I am the light of the world, he was not speaking about physical light, but spiritual light. Spiritual light is the true knowledge of God. In other words, to know God, look to Jesus. Jesus is the fullest revelation of the Father. Jesus came into our world alienated from God, ignorant of his truth, and wrapped up in bondage to sin. Jesus brought the light of salvation and holiness, not just for Israel, but for all humanity. Jesus' use of the expression, I am, as in I am the light of the world, echoed Exodus chapter 3, where God had identified himself as the I am, who called Moses at the burning bush and declared that as God, he is self-existent and eternal in nature. Jesus' audience understood this claim. Jesus' audience understood Jesus to be claiming divinity. Jesus' audience understood Jesus to be saying that he was the eternal, self-sufficient source of life whose light originated in himself. Unlike the moon, which reflects the sun's light, Jesus' light is intrinsic. In a world of false lights and spiritual confusion, only Christ shines with absolute truth and undimmed deity. Jesus also issued an invitation. He said, he who follows me shall not walk in darkness, but have the light of life. The call to follow Jesus is his most repeated invitation in the Bible. To Peter, Andrew, James, and John, he said, "Follow me, and I will make you fishers of men." To Levi, a tax collector, he said, "Follow me." To a multitude, he declared, "If anyone desires to come after me, let him deny himself, take up his cross, and follow me." Jesus extended this invitation to an unsaved, non-Christian crowd. He urged them to follow him. He did not urge them to follow a church. He did not urge them to follow a creed. He did not urge them to follow a cause. He did not urge them to follow a ritual. To follow Jesus is to surrender to him completely. The Greek word for follow implies total commitment. It is synonymous with saving faith, trusting and obeying Christ, no matter the cost. Following Jesus transforms lives. 2 Corinthians 5 verse 17 says, "If anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. All things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new." Like the wise men who followed the star to Bethlehem and found the baby Jesus, you and I must not merely gaze at Jesus, but follow him all the days of our lives. Jesus doesn't reveal upfront every detail of our life's journey. He asks that we follow him by faith. Jesus says to us all, "Trust me and follow wherever I lead." This is a lifelong commitment. It is not a one-time decision. Jesus leads, we follow. We follow by aligning our thoughts, loves, and actions with his. Jesus promises that those who follow him shall not walk in darkness. To walk refers to one's lifestyle, daily choices, and life's course. To appreciate this, consider spiritual darkness, foretold in Isaiah 9 verse 2. "The people that walked in darkness have seen a great light." Matthew 4:16 confirms this prophecy, points to Jesus, noting people sat in darkness, comfortable in their sin, undisturbed by their condition. Darkness represents spiritual ignorance. Darkness represents lies, false teachings, and soul-destroying errors, and spiritual wickedness, including impurity, perversion, and sinful pursuits. Some people even celebrate darkness, as seen when nations legislate against God's word. Isaiah 5:20 warns, "Woe to those who call evil good and good evil, who put darkness for light." Jesus declared that his followers will not walk in darkness. They receive the Holy Spirit and the mind of Christ, guarding them from the devil's lies. 1 John 1 verses 6 to 7 contrasts walking in darkness, marked by hatred, with walking in light, marked by love for others and cleansing by Jesus' blood. A true Christian's life, in its habitual pattern, reflects Christ's light, not the world's darkness. Jesus also promised his followers the light of life. Light is essential for life. Plants need sunlight for photosynthesis, producing oxygen and food. Without light, there is no life. Sunlight sustains warmth, regulates rhythms, and enables sight. Similarly, Jesus is both light and life, essential for spiritual vitality. In John 10 and verse 10, Jesus said, "I have come that they may have life and that they may have it more abundantly." In John 14 verse 6, he declared, "I am the way, the truth, and the life." Spiritual life begins with surrendering to Jesus Christ. That is surrendering one's life to Jesus Christ. In creation, darkness preceded light, and God called light good. Likewise, Christ's light brings spiritual life, eternal life, abundant life, and supernatural life. This light of life is Christ Himself dwelling in believers, shining through them. It is a new birth, the life of God in the soul, enabling us to say, "The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear?" Psalm 27, verse 1. 2 Corinthians 4, verses 3 to 6 explains that Satan blinds non-Christians to the gospel's light. But God, who commanded light in Genesis, shines in darkened hearts, revealing His glory in Christ. This divine light shows us our sin, God's grace, and our need for Christ, leading us to embrace Jesus Christ by faith. When you surrender to Jesus, He delivers you from darkness and transports you into His kingdom of light and love. This isn't because we are smarter or more spiritual, but because God in mercy commands light into our hearts, illuminating our need for Christ. If you are in darkness, that is, ignorant of God, or comfortable in sin, Jesus invites you to follow Him. His light will guide you to salvation, holiness, and an abundant life. Will you trust Him today and follow where He leads? Until next week, may Christ continue to bless you greatly.